Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, of the Neil Haley Show, syndicated all over the world, as well as Wynn's show. And I'm always excited to do these simulcasts because the information is truth just below the surface. And honestly, it ends up being true truth when it finally comes out. But the problem is mainstream media decides to cover it much later, if ever. And I'm excited to welcome the program my co-host for the segment, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Neil. Good morning. We've got an interesting show today because it affects so many people in the United States. Have you ever wondered why so many people dislike the president? Well, I'm going to tell you today. And according to psychiatrists, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, individuals with narcissistic personality disorder exhibit 5 or more of the following 9 characteristics. Number 1, a grandiose sense of self-importance. 2, preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. 3, the belief that one is special and can only be understood by or associate with special people or institutions. 4, a need for excessive admiration. 5, a sense of entitlement to special treatment. 6, exploitation of others for one's personal gain. 7, a lack of empathy, that is, unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others. 8, envy of others or the belief that one is the object of envy. And 9, an arrogant, haughty behavior or attitude. Well, most people that I have interviewed said that they would not like or would not like to be around an individual that had these characteristics. For them, it's a major turnoff. Now, review in your mind all that you know about our president. How many of these characteristics does he have? I believe this explains why so many people dislike President Trump. And although the president is brilliant in many respects and has gotten many, many things accomplished to improve our country, this gets lost in the discussion when you think about his personality. Narcissistic personality disorder is also an addiction. It is the hardest addiction to break because the individual who has it remains in persistent denial, and breaking through this denial has to be the first step in obtaining a cure of this disease. Now, if you would like to know more about addictions, go to my free podcast, www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no caps, no spaces. And that's what I've got for you today.
Okay. So, I mean, I agree with you that some of those areas are very not attractive to people. And the president's guidance of people around him, there was a mistake made that basically no one could get to President Trump about things that will just destroy him at one point in time. And he probably could have been reelected over and over again because the way he can have him eat out of his hand, but by trying to stick to one base and being arrogant only to that base and not to play to the middle cost him this election. If it's over, when we'll talk about that by January 6th, but yeah. I only hear a few people that think there's a shot on January 6th, but
yeah, Neil, the thing is, the president shot himself in the foot. If he had stayed off of Twitter, if he had tried to keep his mouth shut, about these things that I talked about, these 9 points, he would have been so easily reelected that it's unbelievable. But he was his own worst enemy. And people who have narcissistic personality disorder, and you can find them all around, are their most worst enemy. And so you want to find out more about that disease process, go over to my podcast and listen. We have lots of shows about that and other things, the truth just below the surface.
All right, Wynn. Another great show, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
You listen to Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface. Take care, guys.